Within our glorious imperium, there exists an ever-present schism of both religion and ideology. The vast majority of humans who reside within the sanctuary of our empire find solace in following the sacred doctrines and principles of the imperial cult, venerating the God Emperor of mankind as our exalted savior and spiritual liege. Each dawn is heralded by the adoration of his magnificence, and each dusk gives time for a moment of quiet reflection and contemplation, where we may give thanks for his resplendent will, which has steered humanity's course throughout the oceanic tides of our galaxy. However, outside of this devout majority, there exists a separate group who have pledged their souls towards the worship of another deity, and these would be the followers of the cult Mechanicus of Mars. These devotees ascribe to the belief that divinity is not enshrined within flesh, but is instead found in the strength of steel, and as a part of their creed, they worship the machine god as their spiritual lord. Their forms of divine reverence differ greatly from that of the imperial cult, and for its adherents, they only seek to utilize and embrace technology as the ultimate form of worship. Today, we shall attempt to investigate the cryptic and labyrinthine structure of their faith, which has been tolerated by the Imperium as a matter of pragmatic necessity. The lords of the Imperium recognize the true and inherent value of the Mechanicus, and they understand the benefits of permitting their esoteric tech priests to continue in their ceremonial rites of worshipping the Omnissiah. With that being said, it is incredibly rare and almost seldom encountered for an individual to ascribe to the teachings of both the imperial cult and of the cult Mechanicus. To embrace selected tenets from each faith would inevitably lead the misguided soul into the confines of an ecclesiarchal cell, or for those who are less fortunate, into the hands of an eager tech priest who will gleefully seize in the opportunity to transfigure the heretic into a mindless servitor. For the followers of the cult Mechanicus, they believe themselves to have found the innate and profound truth within the universe. In their creed, knowledge emerges as the ultimate bestowment of the divine, and it stands as an undeniable proof of their spiritual sovereign as having graced humanity with his gift. As such, it is no wonder that their liege, the machine god, stands as the ultimate manifestation of technology, as he symbolizes their conviction that the mastery of knowledge is the sole purpose to our perpetual spiritual journey. The machine god is regarded as the prime architect behind the revelation and genesis of all technological marvels and scientific principles within the universe, which were bequeathed upon humanity as sacred gifts. Thus, when we uncover or decipher one of these universal artifacts, it is seen to be an act of divine reverence to his will, as we are directly following in his path and embracing that which he has so gracefully provided to us. Anything which can embody the tenets of knowledge or technology will be held in a sacred place within the cult Mechanicus. Even but a humble las gun is seen as a divine gift, but there are some pieces of technology which are known to be true holy artifacts. Machines which can contain and preserve knowledge are seen as divine tools which can hold his word. So for ancient or archaic databases, the Mechanicus will see them as being something which is just as sacred as a living human being. Furthermore, many tech priests will actually revere technological artifacts as being more sacred and more valuable than human life itself. These machines can be seen as the purest expression of their God's gift, and their latent machine spirits act as further proof towards the divinity of technology. Mankind is rife with the influence of emotions, but for a machine, it is based solely upon holy logic, and it is free from the imperfections of life which have damned humanity since our earliest days. As an extension of this concept, the divine worth of humanity is almost exclusively found in our ability to retain and preserve the knowledge of technology. We are but flawed machines who can never be compared to the sanctity of steel or the reliance of circuitry. And for the Mechanicus, oftentimes, they will look upon their bodies of flesh as being rife with damaged components, which can always be improved upon through technological augmentations. It is seen as something of a rite of passage for a Mechanicus follower to replace aspects of their own fickle biology with cold, logical components. This may begin with small changes, such as by adding neural implants to improve their memories, to vast alterations whereby they may replace entire organ systems or limbs with enhanced mechanical tools. Some tech priests believe that the ultimate desire of the machine god is for us to replace our entire flawed frames with one of steel. So, for the most senior of Magos leaders, they will retain only small portions of their original humanity, standing as vast, multi-limbed statues of reverence towards their god. At the core of their religion, there exists a codified set of 16 rules, known as the Universal Laws, which are to be adhered to by all where they are seen as being truly guiding principles to the cultists of Mars. These will be split into two branches, where the first 8 outline the mysterious nature of the universe, whereas the latter 8 warn of the various dangers to be found in the eternal pursuit of knowledge. Whilst all Mechanicus agents should be basing their actions upon these commandments, there still exist some isolated factions who will choose to bend these rules for their own benefit. The prime example would be the minor cult known as the Crucible Resolviate, who are known to operate within the chaotic anomaly of the Jericho Reach. Though they are undoubtedly loyal to the Imperium and to the Mechanicus, they will readily ignore the warnings behind studying Xenos technology, and they have instead chosen to primarily focus on the arcane deciphering of any alien artifacts which they can get their mechadendrite grips on. Due to their blatant willingness to neglect the sacred teachings of Mars, they will rarely be acknowledged or even tolerated by the wider Mechanicus. However, this shunning has not dissuaded them from their exotic interests. From their perspective, there is much to be gained from studying the forbidden insights of the Xenos, and the strict rulings of the universal laws are unnecessarily prohibitive towards their eternal quest for knowledge. Do not mistake their actions for tech heresy, however, for they simply seek to alter and manipulate the errant machine spirits of the alien technologies into a state where they will be accepted and embraced by the rest of the cult Mechanicus. As such, once they have uncovered a usually verboten Xenos technology, they will begin the painstaking process of purifying the artifact from the alien essence, which has undoubtedly tainted the machine. It is only once the Magi are confident that no trace of a tarnished spirit remains that they will proceed with studying and unraveling the mysteries of the artifact, hopefully providing them with further insights towards the technological truth of the universe. Given their keen interest in the various alien relics of the galaxy, it is no wonder that they have formed a loose association with the venerable agents of the Ordo Xenos, whose sole purpose is dedicated towards the purgation of any hostile species who may oppose the realm of man. Members of the Death Watch have been known to hand over recovered alien artifacts towards the members of the Crucible Resolviate, since it is only through understanding their enemies that they may best formulate new methods for their destruction. In the sacred annals of the cult Mechanicus, a pivotal doctrine reads that the divine is made up of a holy trinity, the machine god, the omnissiah, and the motive force. Firstly, we shall cover the machine god. It is not to be viewed in the same way as the god emperor, as the machine god is seen as a true metaphysical entity which conceptually exists as an ever-present force throughout the universe. The sheer majesty of technology is seen as being so transcendent and so glorious that it could have only ever been formed as part of a larger plan ordained by the divine grace of the machine god. Each piece of machinery is therefore seen as an extension of their god, as it was directly created in his image before being graced upon humanity. These tools are seen as being able to surpass the crude and fallible nature of biological life, and it is only through the machine that we too may reach some plane of divine mechanical perfection. Tech priests will passionately rave and furiously debate through binary chants as to why they believe that humanity was ordained to act as the chosen species for the machine god. But regardless of its true reason, we are seen to be the prophets of the machine, and that it is our sole duty to integrate these technological wonders within our own corporeal frames and within our very souls. Our flesh may rot and decay, but there is strength to be found in cold, hard steel, and there is truly no more sacred way to connect with the divine than to reject our innate weaknesses and embrace the sanctified metallic gift of the machine god. The fact that humanity has been selected to embody the machine god brings us to the second aspect of the Trinity, and that would be the omnissiah. There was prophesied to be a human manifestation of the machine god, who would lead and direct our species towards the ultimate goal of uncovering all knowledge within the universe, and that they would act as the physical hand of the machine god if it wished to interact with reality itself. During the 30th millennium, mankind upon Earth was poised to enter into a war with the denizens of Mars, which would have likely brought nothing but ruin to the twin worlds. This conflict was thankfully never sparked, however, as the two planets signed an accord known as the Treaty of Mars. This decree ordained the god emperor of mankind as being the omnissiah, the physical manifestation of the machine god, and from this, an eternal alliance between the Imperium and the cult of Mars was founded. Despite the governing agreement that the emperor is in fact the omnissiah, there are still some who believe that this is a falsehood and that the true avatar of the divine is still waiting to present itself. The tech priests who currently reject this status quo tend to keep their wild theories to themselves, since there is much to be gained from simply agreeing to the current arrangement, even if it stands as borderline sacrilege. It is said that within the depths of the seventh Blackstone Fortress, that an archaic robotic construct who is thought to be an ancient man of iron, containing a perfected artificial intelligence from mankind's calamitous past, has joined in with an imperial exploratory retinue in order to uncover the forbidden secrets of the colossal structure. Allegedly, this entity has claimed that it has actually met with the real omnissiah. And it has even asserted that this true being would be rather disappointed with the current state of humanity. The third concept within the Martian Trinity would be the motive force. This is an elemental and ever-present power which spans the entire universe, and it is from this force that all life, whether it be biological or machine, gains its ability to move and act with its own will. There are those within the Mechanicum who strictly follow the motive force as being the most important part of the Martian Trinity. These would be the Electro Priests, who perceive the world through the sparking lens of the motive force, whereby they can see its pulsating currents and draw from its energies to unleash vast fields of crackling electrical bolts. These priests entered into a civil war during the early days of Mars, whereby two factions appeared. The Corpuscari believed that they should spread the light of the motive force throughout the cosmos by utilizing its powers, whereas the Fulgurites saw the energies of the motive force as being finite and limited, and that the Corpuscari were flagrantly abusing its divine energies. This conflict has never been fully resolved, but the sands of Mars have been permanently scarred by the vast electrical blasts which were unleashed during their tumultuous civil war. Another core belief within the cult Mechanicus is that every piece of technology contains within it a small fragment of the machine god, and this is known as a machine spirit. This is part of the reason as to why they perceive each technological tool as a divine object, since it holds within it a small part of their own deity. Without a machine spirit, they believe that no machine could ever truly work, and that it is an integral part of its normal operation. Because of this, in order to appease the latent machine spirits, they will enact various religious ceremonies over every piece of technology just to ensure that it continues to function as expected and that the machine spirit will not be angered by our arrogant hubris. They will pray and waft pungent incense across the machine's surface, chanting tenets of respect towards the spirit, enabling us to work in harmony with this extension of the divine. Though some may scoff at the idea of there being a living spirit within each piece of technology, they would simply be ignorant to the truths which they are themselves blind to see. The more learned and well-versed of tech priests understand that some spirits are more bestial or more loyal than others, and as such they will require different rites and rituals to best wrangle control and appease the sentient force. This is best seen when one looks upon the great god engines of the Legio Titanica. The colossal imperial titans each contain within them a unique and blazingly potent machine spirit, which must be tamed by its pilots, or they will simply reject any orders given to them. It is said that the princeps who mount and control the mighty titans will innately link with the inborn machine spirit, melding their twin essences into one linked consciousness, effectively allowing the pilot to overpower and impose their will upon the great spirit. Some systems, vehicles, or tanks will contain a spirit which is potent enough to continue operating themselves even if the human crews have been killed. This is most notably seen in the mighty land raiders of the Adeptus Astartes, which have been observed to operate autonomously upon a battlefield, with all aspects of the vehicle remaining functional, even after its crew has long since perished. The most famous example of this would surely be the land raider known as Rin's Might of the Crimson Fists chapter, which waged a bloody war against the orcs during the invasion of their homeworld, before finally succumbing to its grievous damage. The belief in the machine spirit poses an interesting quandary to the Mechanicus. How should they treat the technologies of alien species? No Xenos faction has ever been encountered to share in the belief of the machine god or of a machine spirit. So for any piece of alien technology, the Mechanicus view the machine spirit as having been neglected and cruelly wrangled into enslavement by the foul and sacrilegious Xenos. As such, when alien technologies are uncovered after rapidly assessing and cataloging its internal mechanisms, these tools are most often destroyed, as they believe that this will free the latent machine spirit from its tortuous prison of neglect. With that being said, there are some wayward cult followers who will choose to utilize these tools. In some ways, they may be seen as more fervent followers of the belief that all technology is a sacred gift of the machine god, and so they will attempt to purify and integrate the Xenos technology within their frames. But this is a highly shunned activity for all but the most outcasted and estranged members of the Martian cult. Ancient pieces of technology recovered from archaic human settlements are viewed as some of the most sacred artifacts of the machine god for the followers of the cult. They would view a tool from the dark age of technology in the same way that an ecclesiarchal priest may view the remains of a deceased saint, and they are to be studied and preserved for all of time. Many machines within the Imperium are so ancient that we have lost all methods for recreating them, and these relics are to be revered with the highest degree of respect. Vast void ships and the god engines of the Legio Titanicus are utterly irreplaceable, so they will be lavished with the attention of the most senior and respectful of tech priests, who understand that they are some of the most sacred gifts of the machine god. If one was to disrespect or neglect a piece of technology in the presence of a tech priest, then they are clearly viewed as heretical and sacrilegious individuals who hold no reverence towards the machine god. To abuse a machine upon a forge world is to condemn yourself to death, or worse, to be transformed into a soulless husk of a servitor. In a rather strange view, the tech priests do not see true sentient artificial intelligences as sacred, and in fact they are seen as abominations to be utterly destroyed. They are perceived to be soulless automata who were not created as children of the machine god and are instead nothing but spiritless beings who exist only to spite the divine glory of their cult. Even the knowledge of these AI existing is seen as a foul crime to the Mechanicus, and any who encounter them will be swiftly executed, for the act of investigating an AI is tantamount to tech heresy. The cult Mechanicus outlines a strict code of technological conduct towards its members, which outlines the appropriate ways of investigating and utilizing all mechanical tools within the galaxy. To breach this code would be to enter into the field of tech heresy, which would brand the individual as a heretic who should be hunted down and destroyed. The three greatest sins of tech heresy, as outlined by the Mechanicus, would be the study and creation of free-willed and unrestrained abominable intelligences, the haphazard manipulation of the human genome, and the study of the foul forces of the warp. Since the act of emboldening our humble minds with knowledge is seen as a sacred act to the cult Mechanicus, they will routinely set out on expeditions to uncover the secrets of the universe in the hopes that it brings them closer to their ultimate goal of understanding the complex nature of the machine god. Fleets will be sent to every corner of the galaxy in the hopes that they will uncover some new and esoteric technological gift which will lift humanity out of its stagnant state into the nirvana of mechanical purity. One of the most highly prized discoveries would be to uncover an ancient fragment of a standard template construct. These databases are relics from the bygone days of humanity, and they contain within them the instructions and methods for constructing a single piece of technology from the base resources available on a planet. These can range from templates based on building but a simple spoon, to the construction of an entire Titan, and any rumor of one appearing on a world will be met by a ravenous hunt by the Mechanicus agents. This shall bring an end to our sermon. The adherence to the cult Mechanicus may seem to be strange, and esoteric individuals who have forsaken their humanity in favor of the strength of steel, but they are our eternal allies who are invaluable to humanity's place within the stars. We shall forever aid them in their endeavors, just as they have aided us throughout the eons. And if they have gained the respect of our own God Emperor, then they are most deserving of our own recognition. Despite their augmentations, beneath the steel, they still retain and share us in holding a sacred human soul.